Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Young adults should be paid the full minimum wage. That's according to People Before Profit, and they're bringing forward a bill to make it happen next week in the Dáil. The wage is set at €11.30 per hour, but for those under 18 years of age, they're only guaranteed up to 70% of that, which is just over €7.90 an hour. For more on this, I'm joined by Paul Murphy, People Before Profit TD, and Pat Crotty, owner of Paris Texas Bar and Restaurant in Kilkenny. You're both very welcome to the programme. Paul Murphy, what is your argument here? What do you want to change in the law? That no matter what the age, everyone should get paid full whack by the employer. Is that it?
Yes, we should have equal pay for equal work. And discrimination based on age, which is illegal across the whole of society, apart from when it comes to paying workers the minimum wage, should be outlawed. We should not have this legalized system of discrimination and exploitation. These people are doing the same work as the workers who are working next to them, who are 20 plus, and yet are legally allowed to be paid as little as just under €8 an hour. The 11.30 minimum wage in itself is inadequate. It's not sufficient for people to survive on. But for people to attempt to survive on, to pay rent, to pay for groceries, etc., €8 or €9 or €10 an hour is simply not fair on those workers.
Let me begin. Pat Crotty, who's in the hospitality business, as I say, a bar and restaurant in Kilkenny, a well-known one as well. Pat, you're very welcome to the programme. Do you have any argument against same pay for same work?
There is absolutely no argument against that at all. I mean, I don't think anyone could disagree with that. The difficulty in this scenario is that the person who is coming in to me or to any potential employer at 17, the people that Deputy Murphy is talking about, and who might start at 7.91, are people who have absolutely no experience, have no training, have no anything, and we provide all that for them.
Yeah.
It's in general their first job. We provide their training, and that could include HACCP and manual handling. We socialise them. We teach them how to talk to people, how to be with people, and many of their parents come back and thank us for it.
Yeah.
And as a result, the ones who are good move up very quickly. They don't stay at that.
Okay.
I don't care what age they are. If they're good enough, I'm going to be minding them.
So they get socialised, Paul, and they get experience. So why would you pay them full whack without that?
Indeed, it's a fine public service being provided. And this is not about experience, because if you're a 20-year-old and you have no social skills or no work experience, you are legally and rightly entitled to the minimum wage, which is currently €11.30 an hour. This is about age. And I think the suggestion is often that, look, these people, it's pocket money, it's a summer job, etc. It doesn't really matter. But for lots of these people, it will be a real job, working in retail, for example, or working in the pub trade. They'll be out trying to pay rent. And they can't go to their landlord and say, oh, by the way, I'm 18, I'm only going to be paying 80% of my rent. They're faced with the same costs as the rest of us. And the other point I'd make, and this is why the bill is supported by the trade union movement as a whole, as well as the students' union movement, the school students' union, is that this has a negative impact on all workers, because certainly some employers will choose, rather than giving extra hours in the summertime to their existing staff who are over 20 and having to pay at least the minimum wage, they will choose to take young people on for €8 or €9 an hour.
So
it suppresses wages.
So you're basically saying it's exploitation, really. Pat, does that happen? Is it good experience you're giving these people and good socialisation, or is it simply exploitation of young people?
I think it's an absolute nonsense. Anyone who lives in this country knows that we're almost at full employment. We cannot get, I would take any day, qualified, able adult people and pay them a wage so that they can afford their rent and their car loan and their holidays and everything else that every adult person should be able to do. I don't have that luxury.
Mm-hmm.
I also have the situation that is not created by me but created by my customers, where the vast bulk of them really only want to come into me on the weekend. So I have a huge requirement for pairs of hands on the weekend, and lots of those pairs of hands do not have any knowledge or any experience.
Yeah, but if they
so
do,
they cannot
if they
do the same
not.
Work.
If you have a 17 or 18 year old who's very good with people, very good around, really busy and knows the business, would you pay them more?
Absolutely. We do that all the time because it is because I want to mind those. I want them to come back and work for me at Christmas and next summer as well. But we have, Cormac, really simple ways of measuring this. In any business, you will have things that are called key performance indicators. And for staff, you have things. You would have the average sales for a barman or a barwoman, a person. So basically, a newcomer, and probably right through the first year, will never sell the same amount in a shift as a person who is a full-time professional person. A new waiter will not be able to serve the same number of covers in a shift or do the same amount of upsell.
So that's why you have the baseline pay, you say.
I suppose, correct.
Is there merit
in that
argument?
They'll be worth more to me next year and they will get paid more next year.
Is that argument valid, Paul? I say this tongue-in-cheek. This is not like the Dáil now where everybody gets paid the same wage. I mean, if you're in the real workplace, people bring different levels of experience and ability to the task. Should they not be rewarded then if they're better?
Yes, and there's no problem with people getting increased wages as they gain experience in whatever workplace they're in, of course. But this is about a basic floor of a minimum wage. And again, to repeat, it is not about experience, because if you arrive into Pat's pub and you're 20, he legally has to pay you, even if you have no experience, mm-hmm. he legally has to pay you $11.30 an hour. So this is about legalising the super exploitation of young people purely based on their age. An 18-year-old or a 19-year-old who comes in with zero experience is identical, is doing the same work as a 20-year-old, 21-year-old coming in with no experience. And at a bottom line, the minimum wage should be the minimum wage for
Pat,
all.
Maybe Pat and other people in the business have to pay that rate to make ends meet.
I think if Pat, for his business or anyone else, is relying on exploiting 17-year-olds on €8 or less than €8 an hour, I think there's something wrong with the business model.
Pat?
I just think this is a nonsense. A 17-year-old can't even work till the end of the shift. 17-year-olds are people who are here for a summer holiday job. And that
Paul
is their starting
super
point,
exploitation.
Is their springboard. And we will be delighted if they progress.
Yeah, he calls
and
it super
more
exploitation.
And they will get paid.
The rates you're paying them, not you specifically, but the industry in the country, it's super exploitation, he says. They have rents
no,
to pay
not.
As well. They have bills.
No, they don't.
What do you mean they
put
don't?
This way, I have about 80 people employed here. I have a certain amount who are holiday workers who come in the summer or Christmas or even at weekends. And some of those are 17. Very few. They're too young.
Yeah.
And every one of those are in school. They're not trying to pay their own rent or pay other living costs. They're not trying to live off it.
Yeah.
And if they were, they wouldn't be in that position.
Is it not disrespectful?
We would be having
then,
a different conversation with them.
You say it's a full job for professionals and workers, Paul. Is it not disrespectful then to pay people who are in school, effectively, the same as those who are working and trying to pay rent?
Obviously, as people gain experience, have extra skills, it's natural that they should be having increased wages. This isn't about stopping that at all. Pat and others in the industry are absolutely free, and we would encourage them to pay more experienced workers a decent salary that they're able to actually survive on. And this is about establishing a basic floor. And for plenty of people who are below 20 and are faced, there's over 10,000 workers at the moment in the economy who get less than the minimum wage based on their age. For plenty of those, they are dependent on this money. They might be students working in the summer in order to be able to pay for their college, to be able to pay for their accommodation, or they may be actual full-time workers who are relying on this money to survive. And it's not right that they're able to be paid.
Have you spoken with many of them who say this isn't enough?
Yes. Yeah, I got a message when I originally introduced this bill about a year ago from someone who's said they come home from school, they change into a work uniform, they go out the door again, only to earn less than their co-workers. They described the wage as crucifying and insulting and, you know, insulting to them and discriminatory to them. It is offensive to people, to all workers in a workplace, not to have the principle of equal pay for equal work.
Have you spoken with any employers, maybe small and medium-sized business employers, Paul, who say, look, if this comes in, my business will shut down?
I haven't. And again, if
people... Have you reached out to the SMA, for example?
No, I haven't, because my interest here is to represent workers, to be honest.
So you don't and care I think, if a small business, bit because of this, goes bust, do you?
I think that there's something fundamentally wrong with the model of a small business if it is based on and can only survive based on this super exploitation of young people paying wages of 8 or 9 euros an hour.
There's something fundamentally wrong. Pat Crotty, do you agree with that? Is there something fundamentally wrong with the business?
No, it's such a tiny, tiny element of the employment, but it gives people a start. There are lots of young people who might never get a start if they had to be started on what is the minimum wage of 11.30, which is going to go up considerably over the next couple of years, and we are going to get to a living wage. And the only net effect is going to be that for many young people who have thrived on summer jobs and learned a lot of useful skills and used them to go to other countries and things as well on their J1s, they won't be getting jobs at all. There will only be three choices left. You will wait longer to be served for your food or drink, or in a retail shop or anywhere else, because there'll be less staff there.
Is it impossible to live?
Prices will go up.
Is it impossible to live on 11.30 an hour now?
I don't know is the short answer. I don't live on 11.30 an hour. I have people who are employed by me who mightn't be on that much more than it, but they pay their rent. And they do everything else that they have to do in a week, and they have lives the same as everyone else.
Do you ever sit them down, Pat, and say, how tough is life on 11.30 an hour?
Not a lot, but some people do come to me and tell me or ask me for help with things. And as an employer, I don't have an office. I have an open door and people can come and ask.
Without betraying any confidences, what kind of things?
People can get themselves into trouble. Even young people, it could be as simple as something like a communion coming up, where they just don't have enough cash now.
Yeah. Can you imagine life, Pat?
People can live from week to week, and other things can hurt when they arrive.
Can you imagine life working anti-social hours, working really, really hard for your boss, and you have what should be a lovely family event, and it sends you into sleepless nights because you can't handle the pressure, the financial pressure of it.
Yeah, but everyone has those. I mean, listen, I'm the one who carries the loan to keep the business going. I'm the one who does lots of other things too. Everyone has. We're all in different states of flux in this, and if we deal with one, we might have a chance of improving others.
Briefly, but, Paul, do you think this will succeed next week?
I think it depends on how much pressure the government is put under. We had a big victory last week with our pro-choice legislation, unexpectedly, because of a public campaign of pressure. So we're asking people to contact their TDs and to encourage them to vote in favour of this bill and to get rid of this discrimination.
Okay, well look, send me your text to 51551. A listener says, my son has not been able to get work because employers say they're not covered for them by insurance, and not being able to serve alcohol and cigarettes. This group being regulated out of jobs. Don't regulate them more. The theory of equal pay sounds good, but it's not paying attention to the reality. Eventually, this group won't be able to get any jobs at all, says that mister. Barbara says, it should be starting wage as opposed to minimum wage. After 6 weeks, next level wage, and after 4 months, third level of wage, then everyone is on the same footing, says Barbara. And one more from Mary, who says, I think it's quite appropriate to pay according to experience and skills. Younger staff are trained on the job. 20-year-olds have more life experience than a 16-year-old, more problem-solving skills and team skills and conflict resolution skills, etc., which they have learned through education or other employment. And plenty of text to 51551. We'll get to them later on. But Paul Murphy, People Before Profit TD, and Pat Crotty, Hospitality Business Owner, thank you very much indeed.